4 degrees in downtown Fairhope. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis into the studio. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Lori.
Thank you for being here, usually the third Thursday of each month, to give us an update on how busy our Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department is. How many members do you have?
We're right around 50.
Okay.
So we're holding steady right there. And we're always looking for a few more. So if anybody's interested, they can stop by the fire station behind Thomas Hospital. That's where our applications and our... That's the main station. We can get you your information if anybody's interested, or give us a call on our cell phone, which is the easiest way to get in touch with us. And that number is 251-233-5181. That's also the number you use for like a burn permit, obtaining a burn permit.
And what that, say that again, please, for us.
The 251-233-5181.
Very good. Okay. And we usually start with the stats from January.
So for January, we held right where we've been, right around 100. We had 6 grass fires, had 7 structure fires, 2 of which I can actually say were working fires. We had 22 EMS assists, 14 motor vehicle accidents, and 52 false or miscellaneous calls. Those are everything from fire alarms to gas leaks to the helicopter landing to pick up somebody. Just things that don't fit in those other categories, for a total of 101 calls.
And that's right about your
average. That's about average now for where we're at.
A relatively, I'm not sure if the proper word is big, but it seemed to be a big concern of a house fire back on January 31st. Was that on Booth Road?
Yeah, we had it was a pretty significant fire. And you're correct, it was on Booth Road, almost to Twin Beach.
Displaced a family.
It did. It was,
but no one injured.
Thankfully, no. The families got out fine, and there were no injuries from the firefighters either.
But so. It was scary. You had to approach from the inside and from the roof, cutting in with an axe, right?
So the fire appeared to start in the carport, and it actually extended to the house, and then it somehow got into the attic. So we knocked the fire down on the outside to stop that part, and then I sent crews inside to fight the attic fire and the bedrooms that were burning. Crews did use a chainsaw to get a little bit of access from the outside, also. Mm-hmm. just around the vent area. So, but it was a great job, great. They worked hard and got what we call a good stop. There's still, when we left, there was 4 walls and a roof still. So
that's good. How long did that take? About,
we had the fire under control within about 15 to 20 minutes, and we are actually on scene for probably 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Make sure there was no nothing else that we missed.
And you had assistance. You probably want to thank Daphne.
We had Daphne Fire. Daphne Fire was at the scene. MedStar was at the scene. Fairhope PD was at the scene. And then, since we were tied up, we had Barnwell Fire come up and cover the area in case we had another fire call. So I definitely appreciate all the help there and the hard work that our guys did as well.
Mm-hmm. And your guys are all prepared for that through lots of training.
We do lots of training, absolutely.
Yeah, I see where you just had something recently.
We had the
Orange Beach.
That's correct. We had the opportunity to partner with the company is called Port City Fire Training. They're an instructor group out of Mobile. And we partnered with them and did a symposium of 3 or 4 speakers about different fire service tactics and topics. So
that's very nice.
It was well attended by firefighters all around the county. So we're looking at actually doing another one, and we're about to, in March, towards the end of March, we have we've partnered with Port City Fire again to do a hands-on training out at our training center. So we'll have a bunch of probably 40 or 50 firefighters from around the county and out of state coming to our training center out on Thompson Hall Road to do training.
Very impressive.
And they'll obviously be staying in.
Is that?
That's March 26th and 27th, I believe. I think that's right.
That's impressive. I'm looking at the Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department page, and I see you had another structure fire on New Era Road in January.
We did. That was the other one. That one
was that another, a house?
That was another house, and that was another good. It was a good stop. Everybody worked hard. But that fire had a lot of headway on us. The guys worked hard and kept it just to the building. So
that's good. Okay.
And once again, our normal mutual aid from Daphne and Barnwell and MedStar and PD. So as always, everybody works together, and that's what makes everything go so well.
Very good. And you recently elected officers, but I believe we named
we
those
that
last interview.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
You can find a list of them.
Yes, ma'am.
On the Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Facebook page.
Our fund drive letter is coming out. It's at the printers, and it should be, I'm hoping, out within the next 2 weeks. So it's that far along this early in the year this year. So,
well, maybe it's best to be in the springtime anyway.
That's right. So that's everybody be looking for that coming to your post office boxes and mailboxes.
You send that to everybody in 36532, I'm guessing, or
everybody in the fire jurisdiction.
Okay. So in the jurisdiction.
So that goes from our fire jurisdiction goes from North Winding Brook in Montrose and Dale Road up on Dale Drive right there on the north end. All the way to essentially, it's actually on 98, it's just McGowan Drive. On Scenic 98, we go to Bailey's Creek. And
how will this potential change of jurisdiction affect?
It doesn't affect us.
The fire response.
Fire response, it doesn't affect.
Okay.
That's
good to know.
Yes, it will not affect the fire department.
Okay.
And we also go to 32 and 181 on the east side. So
okay. All right.
That's encompasses that whole area. So
okay.
Anybody who's in our area will be seeing a letter before long.
And that letter is important.
It is. It helps fund our operations for the year.
The city of Fairhope, of course, contributes
they
and buys equipment, etc.
They absolutely contribute and provide us with a generous
land for fire departments, etc. Sometimes
they give us a annual budget. Right now it's around $1 million, which is honestly very generous, and it's a great deal for the citizens. They cover our fuel, they cover our building upkeep, equipment upkeep, things like that, some new equipment, trucks, depends on the needs for the year.
Mm-hmm.
But they've always been so generous with their support of the fire department.
And we must address this every time because we have newcomers coming in constantly, and some people question, why in the world would Fairhope have a volunteer fire department? Are we safe? Is that adequate?
We are absolutely safe, and yes, it is adequate. We have currently have four stations, about 18 pieces of equipment, 50 volunteers. When we're looking towards the future, our station 5 in the planning stages at this point, but we are covered. Our response times are good, our training is top notch, and we have the people to do it, and there's currently no need to for a career staff.
As we also usually say, volunteering is almost like makes you give more.
Almost,
I mean, it's
yes,
it's
ma'am.
Obvious there's a relationship and there's a fraternity amongst you that may or may not exist with a coworker environment and a normal punch the clock type situation.
The fire service is different in that aspect. Yes, mm-hmm. There is a big sense of camaraderie, brotherhood, if you will, brother and sisterhood mm-hmm. in today's world, but. Yes, we make sure that we not only take care of our citizens, but we take care of each other as well.
Service. Do we have any female firefighters?
Yes, we currently have, off the top of my head, no, we got two. Currently two
okay.
on staff.
Okay.
So, but yes, we're always looking for more people, male or female.
I see that on your Facebook page. No training or experience needed. We will train
absolutely.
You. Absolutely. And maybe even if you don't want to be on the front line, there's backup services too, right?
So we have, we'll find you a spot.
We're dealing with preparation
dealing
and the
with
hoses
preparation,
and all the hydration.
Well, not just that, but like behind the scenes stuff's like applying for grants,
mm-hmm.
Funding opportunities other than our fund drive letter, other than the city budget, ad valorem tax. We also look for grants, and mm-hmm. we were just awarded one from Firehouse Subs to replace all our thermal imaging cameras. So we appreciate the opportunity presented us by Firehouse Subs.
How
to
nice.
Do that.
So. That's great. Very good. What else would you like to mention, Chief, that I have not thought to ask? Oh, I know. What about the barbecue fundraiser, the cook-off? Has that been rescheduled yet?
They're still working on that.
Okay.
The conversation has gotten more in-depth, but I don't remember. I don't think we've come up with a date just
okay.
yet.
It's not anytime soon, at least.
Not that I'm aware of, but
you'd be knowing. You'd
they
be
would,
telling
they
us
would,
all
they
about.
Would let as soon as I have a solid date, we'll definitely put it out there. Burn season is still going on. If you would, well, you can burn anywhere as long as you get a permit and the weather's right. You can burn yard debris, leaves and limbs, that green waste sort of stuff. Just give us a call at the 251-233-5181 number.
233-5181. So you can't burn without a permit.
You shouldn't.
Okay.
You can, but you might get a fire truck or a mm-hmm. fire officer coming out to see what's going on.
Plus, it seems like it's been really windy lately.
Right. Well, that's why we ask you to call, because
yeah.
if it's too windy or the weather's not right, we're not going to issue a permit. So.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lori.
Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis joining us the third Thursday of each month. If you don't like the Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department page on Facebook, please do. And feel free to follow along with us here on the radio. If you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend, we post them on our website, WABF1480.com.